A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am filling up what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ on behalf of his body, which is the church, of which I am a minister, in accordance to God's stewardship given to me to bring to completion for you the word of God, the mystery hidden from ages and from generations past. But now that it has been manifested to his holy ones, to whom God has chose to make known the riches of the glory of his mystery among the Gentiles, it is Christ in you, the hope of glory. It is he whom we proclaim, admonishing everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone perfect in Christ. For this I labor and struggle in accord with the exercise of his power working within me. For I want you to know how great a struggle I am having for you and for those in Macedonia, and all who have not seen me face to face, that their hearts may be encouraged as they are brought together in love, to have all the riches of assured understanding for the knowledge of the mystery of God, Christ, in whom are hidden all treasures of wisdom and knowledge. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And God is my safety and my glory. In God is my safety and my glory. Only in God be at rest my soul, for from him comes my hope. He only is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I shall not be disturbed. In God is my safety and my glory. Trust in him at all times, O my people. Pour out your hearts before him. God is our refuge. In God is my safety and my glory. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. On a certain Sabbath, Jesus went into the synagogue and taught, and there was a man there whose right hand was withered. The scribes and the Pharisees watched him closely to see if he would cure on the Sabbath, so that they might discover a reason to accuse him. But he realized their intentions and said to the man with the withered hand, "Come up and stand before us." And he rose and stood there. Then Jesus said to them, "I ask you, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil, to save life rather than destroy it?" Looking around at them all, he listened. He then said to him, "Stretch out your hand." And he did so, and his hand was restored. But they became enraged, and they discussed together what they might do to Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. And so today when we read the letter from Colossians, we continue in it, we see that he says, I fill up in my the lacking of the suffering of Christ. Now, of course, there is no lacking what Jesus did on the cross. But because Jesus lives inside of us, as he says, Jesus in you. Jesus in him, and he does it for others, again to the cross, that because we are in Jesus Christ, when we suffer, if we unite it with Christ in the cross, we participate in what he does and bring salvation to the world. The problem with too many people is they keep the suffering for themselves, and they complain, and they woe me, and I'm poor me, and how sad it is for me. Everybody gets it. But if you offer it up for others, which we've talked about, and unite it with Jesus on the cross, then it brings salvation to you and to the world because of Christ living inside of you. So we all have our sufferings, do we not? Anybody here not? Yeah, I think everybody does. So don't waste it on yourself. Do it with Christ. Unite it with Christ on the cross and do it for the good of others and watch what will happen. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray. We pray as always for our Holy Father, Pope Francis. We pray for all bishops, all priests, all religious women and men.